Blog Talk Radio.
If it's love that you're running from, there's no hiding place.
Absolutely. What's up, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Pazdrian and Phoenix here on Solar Records Radio. We'd like to welcome you to Throwback Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with us. And man, this is great. Phoenix, how you doing, my brother?
It's all good, man. What a great song, man. I was really hinging upon every lyrical transformation of that song, man. It was a well-written, well-thought-out song.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I know, man. Come on. As a matter of fact, I heard...
He said, if it's love that you're running from, there's no hiding place. Just put your hand in mine and leave out troubles behind. Keep on walking. Don't look back. Oh, man.
Simple
as that sounds, that's a mouthful.
That is so good. That's so powerful because keep on walking and don't look back. And I tell you guys that goes right into the theme of our show today and what we're talking
Absolutely.
About. And so sometimes, you know, a lot of us, you know, we think that we need closure. And so, you know, our minds is telling us that we need closure. And so our minds is running around doing everything it can to find closure. Like, this is not fair. Then, you know, how come I can't get closure in this situation? And so we have multiple things that happen in our life that causes us to be stressed out, that makes us grieve and it makes us sad and we feel like, you know, life is not fair, you know. And so the one thing that I want to kind of run to, and then, you know, and Phoenix, you can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about in regards to grieving and not getting closure, is relationships. like what my brother just said, Ray Phoenix just read with you know, what he said in the song, keep on walking and don't look back. See, a lot of times we get caught up in the mud. We get caught up in the drama. Our mind starts to play games on us and makes us think that we need to hear from that person that hurt us, that person that didn't give us closure. You know, you get that phone call, I need my space. I need some space. Well, you know, that means it's over, right? And so, you know, I'm going to go do my thing. You do your, that's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, and it's like, that's not fair. You know, I've put everything into this relationship. I'm giving you all of me. I love you. I care about you. I dedicated my life to you. I changed my whole world because of you, to be a blessing to you and myself. And now you're just going to do this? You're just going to say you need space and you're just going to walk away and not give me any clothes? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? And so we think we need to know why. We think we need to know the answer why. Well, we don't. We really don't. But we think we do. See, our mind wants us to get closure. But this is the biggest problem in trying to get that closure. The biggest problem that we have in trying to get the closure from the very same person that hurt us is a problem within itself. Because how can you trust that person to give you closure when you can't even trust that person to give you love? That person denied what you offered. So you can't get closure from that person. The best place you can get closure from is yourself. That is the best place to get that kind of closure from, because you know it like I said, your mind is making you, your mind is doing what it's supposed to do. It's running around going, whoa, what happened here, right? But you have to get a hold of your mind. You have to pull it in. Hold on, let's not get caught up in that person that's destroying me. Let's figure out how to heal me. And we have to do that. We have to heal ourselves. We have to work on the situation that was given to us, that was like, you know, handed to us. We didn't try to be in this situation where we're hurting, we're sad, we're broke down, but we're there now. And so you can't go to the person that put you there. It seems like the natural thing to do. Like, what? Why are you doing that? What's wrong with you? Don't you see what I see? Don't you feel what I feel? I mean, you say all these things, but so why would you do? You cannot trust that person. You got to know that. You can't trust them, because that's the very same person that puts you right where you are right now. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you got to learn, and we have to learn to trust ourselves for our own closure.
And the other side of the coin is, yes, you're focused mostly on relationships, and unfortunately that can cause a lot of unresolved grief. But in a broader sense, anything that brings intense sadness, fun but painful memories, numbness, fatigue, emptiness. You know, in my research, I came across something that I thought was worth expressing, because I've experienced this myself as well. And I never thought I was the kind of person that could experience what they say is the most difficult stage of grief. And that's depression. You know, depression is something that can hit anyone. I don't care how strong you are, how sensitive, how weak you are. It doesn't matter. Depression is something that can engulf you, can overtake you to the point where you're swimming in your own darkness and there's no way out. And so it's important, you know, to look at what causes something that's unresolved. You know, you spoke of Wardell, you know, closure. And that's something that many psychologists have underscored, and there's a lot of information about closure. I thought you offered some interesting facets of closure, really coming from ourselves. But I find that when you have something that's unresolved, even if it's a relationship, not a relationship, could be a job, it could be family members that are an extension of our love for who we give, is changing our routines, you know, avoiding certain issues or friends or routines. Avoid becoming close to others because we have a fear that the same thing is going to reproduce itself. So something that is unresolved means it's in the root word. Unresolved means solve or to solve. You have to find what the solution is. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. For everybody, it's different. I know for me, it was the passing of my mother. It was different than my dad. I've lost both parents. But I didn't realize until months down the line that I was depressed because she was my go-to gal. You know, she was everything that I wanted to, whenever I had an issue, I could connect with her, whether it was financial or if it was seeing my side of the coin. You know, that's what a mother does. And I didn't realize that I was in a state of depression. I changed my routines. I didn't really want to be around anybody. I kind of shut down. And these are the touchstones or the symptoms of a form of an unresolved grief that needs somehow to find its conclusion, to get to the point where you could put it to bed, so to speak. And for me, it was self-evaluation. For me, it was the response and the reaction of my closest friends that were engineered well enough to bring it to my attention, which are good friends. A good friend is not always there when you're up, but they're there when you're down, and they're there to help you weed through these situations. So having a good support system is very important. That's just my take on what I've looked upon as what's unresolved.
Okay. Let me. I have a question. Why do from the listeners? Why do we feel we need closure on things that obviously weren't right for me anyway?
It's an interesting vantage point, and that's debatable. You know, because again, different strokes for different folks. Some people need to underscore or academically understand what happened so they can put it to bed. But I had an aunt, she's since passed, but she was a very proficient lady, and she said, you know, I'm not going to worry about nothing, because nothing's going to worry about me. And I just thought that was one of the most profound things that I had heard up to date. Why worry about something that's not going to worry about you? Then it becomes a lingering cycle, a vicious cycle. So I could agree with the listening audience that, you know, why look for closure when those things didn't look for closure in you, or they happened and it was totally unrelated to you? So, no, I don't think you always need closure. But then again, I won't be so emboldened to say that, hey, it's different strokes for different folks. We all have different physical and emotional makeups, and it depends on the person and their vantage point as well. So we have to be considerate of the other person and how they may, you know, deal with grief. You know, even within my family, you know, when my mom passed, there was one sibling that to this day, and she died almost 15 years ago, this person in my family still holds this grief that's unresolved. She took it the hardest out of all of us. So I had to come to the resolve that, guess what? She handles grief totally different than I did. I put it to bed much earlier on when I moved on. But, you know,
So, you know, a lot of times I'm going to answer that question that I just read. What was it? Why do we feel the need to closure on things that obviously weren't right for me anyway? See, the problem is that we don't really realize that it wasn't good for you. A lot of times we know, but we live in denial, and we continue to pursue something that's not really good for us, like alcohol and drugs and bad relationships. We pursue things that we know aren't good for us because it's our nature. A lot of us, that's just the, who we are, and we go with that. We go for that. You know, I'm glad that I'm not that way. I'm glad that I see what I see, and I recognize that it's not good for me, so I will turn around and go the other way. But when it comes to a relationship with a human being, see, I'm talking about maybe dealing with drugs, alcohol, and all that kind of stuff. I could turn away from that stuff. I could see that, and it's not good for me. But when it comes down to maybe a girl that I'm lusting over, but she may not be the quality of the individual that, you know, will have a long-lasting relationship with me, I may still pursue her for my own selfish reasons. And then what did I just do? I created a double problem because I'm pursuing someone that I don't think that I could end up with. And at the same time, this person may find me very interesting and say, you know what? He really likes me. And so maybe this could be the guy for me. But I know in my heart that she's not. So I've now made something that's not good for me and her a situation for both of us. And that's how bad relationships start, because see, it's about how we start. It's really important that we pay attention to the beginning of the relationship, because it means so much. There's so much value in your intentions. And why are we here? Why are we here? Do we really have the same goals? Is this just, are we just going to, you know, have a good time with each other and move on? And we are both aware of that. And that's okay if that's, everybody agrees to that. But if only one person is feeling that way and the other one isn't, then we got a problem. And so it's we got, you know what I'm saying, Phoenix? So it's really, I'm trying to figure out how to say that, you know, I'm in a situation that I know is bad for me, but I'm in it anyway. And then I'm grieving over it. And I
Well, and sometimes, too, I think in my experience, sometimes we attract the wrong people. I don't know what – I had a friend of mine tell me that, you know, I like to think of myself as a spiritual man. But I've been told by so many people – like one of my buddies from Miami, he said, you're a good-looking bad boy. That's what you look like. And I said, wow. I wouldn't cause harm to a flea. I'm not a person – who would go out of my way to inflict harm on anybody. Some looked at my picture and said, oh, you look like a wife beater. I'm like, no, I had a great mother. I'm always talking about my mom. I'm not a guy that would lay hands on a woman, but I seem to personally attract the wrong people. They see certain things in me that I don't see.
Or you are attracted to the wrong type. You see,
well, in my case, no, that wouldn't really apply for me. It's just that I believe this way, and I'll just put the ceiling on top of the cake. I believe that it's lady's choice. That's just my personal opinion. I think when it comes to relationships,
I think it's lady's choice.
I think it's lady's choice, and I think women decide. And I was told years ago by one of my aunts. I'll just conclude it this way. I was on my way out the door. I was going to a club. And she, you know, she says, oh, you think you're so cool, nephew, and you think you're so hip. She said, but let me tell you something. When you walk into a club, the woman decides from upon seeing you if you're her guy or not. And she said, and if you refute what I'm saying, she said, when a man chooses a woman and she doesn't choose you, it's called rape. Okay?
It's called what?
They don't want you.
It's called what?
Rape.
It's called what?
Rape. Rape. In other words, if you try to pursue a woman and take it to the nth degree, and she doesn't want that, that's why they say no means no. But if a woman does it, it's quite a horse of a different color, because a woman can decide what happens with her body. A woman can decide that you are her type. Now, you can spin your wheels or you can put your biggest Mac on, but she's already decided if you're her type or not. And I think a lot of men in the audience sometimes, they miss that point. It doesn't matter what kind of money you have, cars or whatever. If a woman chooses you to be in an intimate association with her, it's her choice. If she does not choose you, you cannot force the issue. It's only going to work into your disadvantage. And so from that standpoint, I believe that to be so. Not in an overall, in a crude or general way, but I do believe it's ladies' choice, just the way that a woman is built. A woman is built to be able to see things from an intimate perspective, sometimes in a little more detailed fashion than a man is. Sometimes a man, even Steve Harvey, they talk about, you know, men have a tendency to see things black and white. I want, I don't want, I need, I don't need. When a woman is looking at things with a little bit more definition than just men being a hunter and going out to hunt, a woman is looking for something different. And when those things, those stars don't align, well, guess what? She didn't choose you.
Let's just make sure that we understand that there are a lot of women that are hunters as well. Right. So,
oh, yeah. No,
you know,
question.
So you're we, I mean, I guess
I'm a bit old fashioned. I get it. And, so I'm kind of looking at the whimsical side of it. And you're right. I mean, today the lines are marred. Lines are marred and people, they look differently. But even if I were to look at it from a spiritual perspective, you know, what happened in the garden, just touching upon it, one of the main ordained realities that the Creator bestowed on the woman is that the woman would crave the man. And all that simply means is when a woman decides, like if you've ever craved for something and you didn't get that, you're not happy until you get what you crave for. And so ordained in the scripture, the Creator says that a woman would choose. And when she chooses that man, and he's just playing around or going around doing whatever, he doesn't realize he walked into a landmine because that woman has chosen him. And I've had to counsel many of my buddies and say, hey, if that's not your intention, don't lead that woman on because you're playing with fire now. And I don't care how modern a woman is. If she decides, she's decided. And if she hasn't decided, she's on the fence. It's not about your Mac game, trust me.
Okay, then. So how can we explain the religious ideology that everything that happens is just God's will and needs no explanation?
Well, I don't necessarily subscribe with that because there are scriptures that talk about that unforeseen circumstances befall us all and that we're free moral agents. I know that there are religious methodologies that believe that. I just personally, from my limited understanding of scripture, I see that the Creator has created us as free moral agents and he's given us the ability to choose or unchoose, even when it comes to him. You know, the Creator could strong arm us and make everybody believe in him, but he gives us the ability to choose. He says, hey, even with the prodigal son, he allowed him to go off into the world and live a debauched life. He chose that. But when he decided to come back, he embraced him. So there are different methodologies of that without getting into long and drawn out discussions. But I believe that God is a fair God and he gives us the ability to choose.
Okay. All right. So getting back to the topic here, I just want to you know, start to figure out a way to help each other to heal from non-closure. And so the best way to gain back power that you lost is to be your own closure. It's like, how do I become my own closure? You have to start believing in yourself, and you have to start trusting you, because only you is going to be here with you all the time. And so you have
to, sometimes, you know, you have to into along with that is to recognize those symptoms. I mean, sometimes we don't realize we have a cold until we have a runny nose. It's a symptom. And from my research in this particular area, which I did, I came to appreciate that there's certain symptomatic things to watch for. Because sometimes when it's unresolved, like you say, your body's going here, it's going there, you're doing certain things, you're not on the normal track that you would normally be on. And it comes down to sometimes knowing the symptoms. Once you know the symptoms, then you can treat it. But what if you don't know the symptoms? So, yeah, it's nice to say you are your own resolve. But what if you don't know it? Like in my case, I didn't even know that I had unresolved. How could I fix something that I didn't even know?
Well, this is the time to get...
I had those symptomatic things that came up.
Well, this is the time to get to know yourself, because yourself is the only person you can depend on to help you get closure. You're the only person. Maybe you can start off a day with, you know, thinking about things that you're grateful for. Like, what is it that makes you happy? The fact that you got a good family who loves you, the fact that, you know, you woke up today, you know, another thing you could be grateful for is that you have a good friend like I have Phoenix, like I have Greg, like I have Astrid, like I have Don, people that really help me in doing things that brings me joy, and that's doing this radio show. And another thing that you know, maybe like five things, right? Think about five things. And another thing I'm grateful for is I have food. I have a job. I have something, you know, that I can take care of myself for. And so then you start to feel good about yourself. And that is the key, to start to feel good about yourself and not dwell on what went wrong, but dwell on what is going right and what is good. And then you start to turn the tide. But see, this is you getting to know you better. This is you getting to work on you and not depending on the person that didn't give you closure to fix it, because you can't depend on them. They won't.
Well, it's interesting. There's a few things I just wanted to address I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at, you know, what the experts say, there were five things that were brought out. And just to get it quickly, it really comes down to, as you mentioned, starting with you, exercise, meditation, to journal. Some of us are very good with maybe not saying what our problem is, but to journal, to write it down. But I thought the last, certainly not the least, of the five things that were mentioned to deal or cope, it says to reach out. And I do that. When I never profess to know it all, I try to remain humble. And sometimes, as you mentioned, as you elicited, your friends, those closest to you, to be able to reach out to those that are going to give you a proper read on you. And that happens when you reach out, because there's a tendency, and I've done it, when you go through these unresolved areas in your life, you could shut down. You can shut the door to communication. You can, a lot of things come into play. But if you reach out to those that are going to give you a proper read on you, then you can begin to put the healing property. So we can't completely rule out those positive associations that can help us. It might be your church. It might be your youth counselor. It might be your minister. It might be your doctor. Sometimes we have great doctors out there, man, that are able, they know you, they know your family, they know your medical history. They can read the signs. So, you know, let's take the time to utilize those avenues that are there for us to put those pieces back together, the puzzle that's missing. These things can be helpful.
I'm going to read something from the listeners. It says, and anybody that we're about done with this here segment, but anyone else, if you have any thoughts, any questions that you want to share with us, please just send it to me through Messenger. That's the easiest and quickest way. Or you could just put it in the group page and Greg will send it to me. But you guys, please feel free to chime in if you have any thoughts, any questions, or anything. We'll throw it at Phoenix and let him answer it. So feel free. This is a thought from the listener. One of the listeners, it says that the light at the end of the tunnel is not an illusion, but sometimes the tunnel is meaning that we don't need closure to move on. Did you get that, or should I read it again?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's one of perspective, because you are where you're at, but ultimately what defines you is where you're going. And if you stay stagnant in the tunnel and you don't move, then you inadvertently are your own problem. But if you see the light at the end of the tunnel and you walk towards the light, or you're moving forward in a very positive way as opposed to being stagnant,
I think
metaphorically, you are moving in a positive direction. Don't stand still. You got to put in the work. You know, every journey begins with one foot in front of the other.
Amen.
And you have to take positive steps.
And so, like I was saying, you know, in regards to being grateful and stuff, listen to this. The power of being grateful brings you closer to yourself, and it makes you happier. See, the happier part is the important part, because we have to get out of that grieving thing. That grieving thing is a slippery slope, and it can cause us to go into depression if we don't get off of this that road of darkness, okay? Be happy. Learn to love yourself. Learn to trust yourself, and you will be home, man. You got to learn about yourself. Like Phoenix said, I didn't know that I had the answers. I didn't know that, you know, that I could, you know, resolve my own situation. He said, How do you know that? Well, I think we kind of helped you to know that.
Well, I didn't know that I was in grief. I didn't know they said that the most difficult was depression, which you said is we really want to avoid. Because once you jump into depression, man, that's a dark cloud. Everyone is in sunshine and happy and moving in rhythm. And you got this dark cloud that's over your head, and it changes your perspectives on where you're at. And until you lift that depression, then you really can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see things clearly. And so, you know, a lot's been said to know yourself. But there's also things, you know, again, as a minister, I do always look at to be armed by the Creator and not to fully trust in yourself, but trust in Him. I have to be able to look at things and look to my closest friends to get a true read. And sometimes it's not friends of your age group. Probably it's somebody that's like twice your age. It's like that old sister in the congregation that don't say much. And you go to her and you say, Sister Anna, where do you see me at? And she says, you really want to know, Sonny boy? Let me tell you. Get your head out the clouds. Watch your friends.
Amen.
So, you know, the truth comes. And sometimes, watch this, it comes from a baby. They say that, you know, out of the mouth of babes, there's this one little kid that's circulating on the internet. I don't know if you've seen him. Cute little boy with fat cheeks. Cute little kid. And he says, don't worry, be happy. Every time I look at that video, it just makes me overjoyed, because this little kid is sprouting like infinite wisdom for a little kid. and whether somebody put him up to it or not, but he's got millions of views. And he's just reciting the words, don't worry, be happy, but it's the way he does it. It's so angelic that this little kid is, he says, I got a secret, be happy. And it kills me every time I see it.
Amen.
So yeah, you never know where it's going to come from.
That's right.
Be open to it.
Yes. Learn to love yourself. It's really important, and trust yourself. And we love you guys here on Solar Records Radio, and we appreciate y'all tuning in, hanging out with us today. And Phoenix, thank you so much for taking out this moment. And let me just check and make sure I didn't miss any questions from any of the listeners. Sometimes the tunnel is an illusion. Yeah. Okay, they were just finishing up with that. Sometimes the tunnel is an illusion. So God bless you guys, and we're gonna get going here with this music. If anybody is hurting, and anybody, if you need prayer or anything, please, you know, contact me, and we will pray for you. Okay, you can go through solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and you know, I can have, if it's a female that wants a female to pray for, I got that. We have that. And if you want, you know, if it doesn't matter, you know, we could pray for you all together, all of us, you know, or I can pray for you individually. So, but if you're going through something right now and you're grieving, we're praying for you that you come out of this, and that you become a more of a blessing to yourself and get better, because you are worthy and you are worth it. And so we want you to be grateful for the blessings that God has put into your life. Also, I think this show may be a blessing to you as well, just talking about these things and maybe just opening up the thoughts of how to get better, because that's what you need to do. That's what we all need to do, because we all have found ourselves in those situations before. You're not alone. There's a lot of people that's going through it. So with that being said, we're going to end this segment. And anything else, Phoenix, before we roll out?
And maybe you can play that. There wasn't a song that Michael did, You Are Not Alone, I'm Here With You. But you are not alone, I'm here with you. That's a beautiful song if you can find. I don't know what the title of it is, but, man, that almost exemplified what you were saying.
Okay.
Michael had some wonderful songs, man. Think about it.
Yeah. And so I will find that song and I will play it. And so we will do that throughout this next segment. So thank you again. And thanks again, Phoenix. And when I do play that song, it's going to be a dedication from Phoenix to you guys. All right. Okay. So here we go.
Yeah.
See you later, buddy.
All right.
Okay, Thursday. Bye, Phoenix.
haters gained on me so long. I started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt had tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped and the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I love you to me. On one in a million chance of a lifetime, and life showed compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. Then I found a piece of happiness to call my own. And life is worth living again. For to love you to me is to live. Oh, compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. A
dedicate to Greg's mom, and much love to her for just dedicating her life to her son. And he just can't stop talking about the love and the joy that he got from his mom, and great memories. And I'm looking at the throwback picture here, and it's so nice to have pictures, right? Man, it really, really blesses us like this music, like this good old school music does. And so thank you, Mom. I wish I had the opportunity to have met you, but your son is just teaching me all about you. So man, oh man, great job in raising him. Guys, I hope you are good. And man, oh man, that first half an hour or so was really good for me. I really am glad that we talked about that. Thanks, Greg, for that topic. And we were able to just touch on it a little bit. It's actually based off of another conversation that we had. And so it's just kind of, you know, was just bouncing off of that, and it's really, but I've learned other things in this, and so sometimes when you're talking about certain things, you can learn other things about, you know, where you are and how you fit and how you feel in that situation that you're in, whatever that may be for you. And for me, you know, it just helps me. It's like it's almost like I'm getting ammunition to put into, you know, my heart so that I could deal with stuff that may come up later, or I can help a friend that's going through stuff right now that may need to hear some of these things that I'm learning. And so I appreciate any time we can do these shows. Now, I want you guys to tune in on Tuesdays, because that's when, you know, we really, you know, we take an hour and just really talk about different topics and stuff. So if you have any topic that may be on your mind or your heart that you may want us to talk about, you know, you can either, you know, send it to Greg, messenger him with it, or you can send it to me, messenger me with it, or you can send it to solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and then we'll set it up to make sure that we do that, to have a conversation in regards to those topics. And you know, the strangest thing is that, you know, sometimes we're looking for the best topic, but it's not always just about the best topic. It's about what people need to hear, you know. And so don't worry about it if you think it's silly or you feel uncomfortable. Just send it. And you can send it without putting your name in the email and stuff if you want. And that's fine, because we don't need to know who you are, right? We just want to be a blessing for you and help you along the way. So, you know, like I said, please feel free. And thank you in advance. Also, tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So, wow, that's going to be fun. Always fun for me, because I get to play all this music that, you know, I was fortunate to be around and a part of. And so look forward to doing that, and always thinking about Mr. Griffey, and grateful for what he did for us. And, you know, he's gone now, and so we get to keep his legacy alive here on Solar Records Radio. So anyway, so we're going to keep the music going, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really appreciate you. Don Fleming should be here a little later. So let's kick back, relax, and thanks so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio.
Come to me, my dear.
That's what happens when you give yourself away to another human being, right? We trust and we believe that this is the best thing that's ever happened. And then when it starts to fall apart, it can hurt so bad. Oh, man. And sometimes it hurts so bad it makes you do things that you shouldn't do. It makes you say things that you shouldn't say, and it makes you feel like you want to hurt somebody. we have to be careful when these moments come up in our lives, when this chapter shows up, because we are all going through the same book of life. And we have different chapters in our life where things that come up and you go, oh, wait a minute. So you have to be careful, because when you get hurt and when you're singing like him saying it hurts so bad, all you want at that moment is for whoever created that pain to fix it. Please fix it. Please fix it. Because I'm only human, and it's hurting. And it's hurting so bad. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. And I may cuss somebody out. I may even cuss you out. You know, I mean, I may hurt someone. I may even hurt you. Because it hurts so bad. And that's why we have to really be careful when we find ourselves in those situations. We have to really hold on to our common sense, and we really have to trust the only person that we can trust at that moment, and that's ourselves. We have to trust that it's going to be okay. I gotta just think through this. I gotta figure it out. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. It hurts so bad. What am I gonna do? I'm miserable. I'm mad. I'm angry. I wanna fight. I wanna fix it ultimately. And you know, one of the biggest problems that we have in relationships, when we get so upset with our partners, some of us wanna talk. Right then, let's just fix it and get it out the way. And the other person, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk right now. I need some space. I need my time. Let me just dwell in this. Let me just do. No, I don't want to talk to you because I'm angry with you. And on the other side, it's like, I don't. What do you mean? We need to fix this. I don't want to just sit around and just let this linger on and cause more problems. Can't we just talk right now? No. See, you always got to have your way. You always got to have your way. I don't want to talk right now. But I don't understand why you don't want to talk right now. Don't you want to fix this? Yes, but when I'm ready to. Oh. So So this is about you. This is not about us. Don't even try that one. Well, that's how you make me feel. I'm in pain. I don't want us to be fighting. I want to fix this. What can we do? Why can't we just talk about it and say, you know what? Let's just fix it and move on. Because I'm not ready. That's the word. I just hate that. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just sit around. We'll sit around and wait till you get ready. You know, and that's, you know, and people say, different. I know different psychologists. You just have to wait. You have to wait until they're ready. You know, you can't make it all about you. Well, they're making it all about them. It's just like, oh, I'm so tired of fighting. I'm so tired of, you know, not being able to get it right. You know, it's terrible when you get in that situation, right? It's painful. And some people binge. They go out and just eat like crazy, or they just drink like crazy, or they just call and tell everyone in the world to find somebody that will make them feel better, because they got to get that pain. That pain is painful, and they need to cover it up. I need to fix this pain that's in my gut. I need to know there's a hole in my gut, and I got to fill it in. But the one thing you don't want to do is to call your family members when you're hurting between you and your mate, because once you get past the point of hurting and you guys have resolved it and fixed it, your family members will hold on to it and hold it against your mate. And now when you bring your mate around, it's like, what? Why are you bringing that person? Why are you bringing him over here? What's wrong with her? Why are you bringing her? You know, it's like, see what you've done? And you're like, oh, cool. It's all good now. And then they're like, okay. And they're looking at that person sideways. That's why we have to be careful. You can't just go out and share. You know? And I think that what happens in a relationship should stay in the relationship, unless, you know, you have to, you know, if it gets bad enough, you need counseling and stuff. You go to someone that mutually cares about helping you to fix the situation and that are non-biased to the situation, right? And a lot of times mates don't want to go, I don't go to no counseling. I'm your counselor. And you want to talk to me? No, that didn't work. That didn't work before. And so why all of a sudden you want to listen to me now? Because I want to pull somebody else in to, you know, do you feel a little guilty? So you just never know. You know, some people are just like, no, I just don't want to talk to other people about my personal issues. We need to figure out a way to solve this ourselves. And so, but anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Hey, grief, closure. That's what this show has been about today. Anyway, guys. All right. Let's keep the music going. I'm loving this old school. I love it when I hear these songs, and I know what I'm going to play. I'm looking at the songs as I'm about to play them, but when I hear them, they still trigger the same emotions. It's a beautiful thing, and I love it. That's why I love this music, because it always makes me feel good. So we need some love and happiness, right, in our lives, and we need to not just talk about it, but maybe we need to be that for the world. Maybe we need to bring love and happiness and joy, and can we do that? I mean, you know, can we? It's a wonderful opportunity to be able to be a blessing to someone. It's beautiful. And it makes you feel good indirectly. So it's a double blessing. Man, I love it. All right, guys, let's keep this music going on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell. Bye. man, oh man, listen to that music. I tell you, man, the Motown sound was the bomb, and it still is years later. What's up, Mr. Fleming?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on?
Man, I'm just having a great time, man. This music is, it never gets old. And it's called old school, but it doesn't get old. What does that mean, Don? How does that work?
Hey.
It's old school that doesn't get old. It just
you
gets
know
better
what?
With
it's
time
always,
like fine wine.
It's just great music. Every time you hear it, it just seems like it's one of those things that can stand the test of time. I know I sound like a broken clock when I say it, but it just seems, you know, I like to call it vintage, you know, vintage music, you know.
Vintage, like vintage wine.
Yeah. And it just gets better with time. See?
Yeah, it gets better with time. That's what they write a song like that. Maybe I'll write one.
It gets better with time.
The Whispers,
that was Whispers,
the
wasn't it? That was Whispers.
Whispers did that. Yeah. Whispers did do it. It does. So, how you been, man? You been blessed? You good? You all good?
I am good, brother. I am good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, the topic of the day was so good, and I really learned, you know, something from it, you know, about, you know,
right,
you know, about closure and needing closure from the point of view of being in a relationship, and all of a sudden that the door just gets shut on you and you're like, what do you mean?
Right.
You need some space. Man, oh man, that was good. But, you know, just finding out, you know, just kind of doing my research and studying about it a little bit before the show, I found out that, you know, that you need to be your own closure, not depend on that person that hurt you, because they can't
mm-hmm.
be trusted with your heart in the beginning. Why do you want to give them another chance, you know, to let you down? You need to be your own closure. You need to be in charge of your own ship. You are the captain, the CEO of this boat,
mm-hmm.
and you need to make sure
mm-hmm.
that it's floating properly, because you can't just trust any and everybody. You know, with your heart, it's too valuable to just let anybody, and especially the one that hurt it, to, you know, because sometimes we want to go back to the person like, but why? I need to get closure. No, you don't. You don't need to get
mm-hmm.
it from that person. You know, and so it's a beautiful thing, man, when you think about, you know, because I've been there before.
Okay.
I didn't figure it out. And once I figured it, you know, like once when I'm hearing these things and I'm doing the research on it, I'm like, wow, man, this is good. This is good information. And I'm grateful for Greg for even bringing it up and, you know, making it into a topic for us today. It's really something good, you know, but it's really about just learning to trust yourself, love yourself, and think about the things that you're grateful for, because with gratitude,
mm-hmm.
a lot of wonderful things come with gratitude. And so if you could just say, you know what, hey, I thank God I woke up today. I thank God that I have a family who cares. I have a sister. I have a brother. I have an auntie, an uncle, somebody who cares about me. I have, you know, my Heavenly Father who I know loves me. Okay, I am healthy today, you know? I mean, it's
right.
So many reasons to be grateful, and it's so important that we recognize that, you know? And once you start to get into that mindset, then you start to feel better about yourself, because it's really about feeling better and not feeling the opposite and down and grieving and sad and depressed, because that can pull you into depression. And so you want to make sure you're going the opposite way. So it was good, man, just talking about it. And I'm not trying to talk about it again, but I'm on my way. So, but anyway, it's all good. That was the topic.
No, I kind of co-sign with what you're saying. I think it begins with you and it ends with you. You are the Alpha and Omega when it comes to your destiny, how you, how you plant that seed for that closure. And because that other person, it's like that saying, it's like, why do you want to be mad at somebody else? Because 9 times out of 10, they don't know that you're mad at them, and 9 times out of 10, they don't care. So it's about you. It's about the closure that you has to come to grips with. So
absolutely.
I totally get it.
Yep, that's right. And I just really enjoyed it today. So guys, like I said, make sure you tune in and hang out with us on Tuesdays. We talk a little bit longer about, you know, our topics are, you know, usually about an hour. On Thursdays, it's all about the music. And so we wanted to, but at the same time, we want to just kind of give you an idea of what we do on Tuesdays and how important it is, because we, you know, music is awesome and we get to enjoy that part. But at the same time, sometimes we need a little bit of vegetables in our meal to just kind of help us, you know, to be nurtured properly. You know, somebody needs to hear these things, and we want to be able to be a blessing to people right where they are, you know, as they're listening to this great music and stuff and hanging out with us. And we just, you know, this is a great place where you have wonderful people that are in our group that are very mature, very serious about music, and I'm very kind-hearted. And so you'll find a very nice home here in the group, Solar Records Radio group page. You'll find some wonderful people. And so come hang out with us, because we want to chop it up and nurture each other and have a good time. And so anyway, there you go. We got about another 26 minutes left for the show. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. now. And so I'm going to keep this music going. And so I'm going to take y'all way back. I've been going way back, dude. I haven't even come up to this.
You took us way back,
yeah,
right?
I haven't made it to the 80s yet. I'm in the 70s and the 60s. And I'm even going further back. I love
that type of fella.
So when I listen to Sirius XM, right, they have the station that I play, and then they have the station that you play. I'm like, this is the kind of music that Don plays, and then I click the button, I go, this is the kind of music I play. That's cool that we can combine them together. And so, but anyway, thank you guys, and so we're going to keep this ball going. Don, you good? You good?
I am good, brother. I'm good.
Check out this brother's voice. Man, oh man, he gets up there. This is the Four Seasons on Solar Records Radio.
Whoa.
Thank you. baby. Take a look over your shoulder. Say, you, come over here. Sit down and let me rent to you. I used to say I would sincere be fair, but when you needed me most, I wasn't there.
But if somehow you can forgive me, look over your shoulder,
you'll find me. I'm gonna be waiting patiently. Just look over your shoulder, girl. You're gonna find me all the way. I know you found someone.
Show me that you love me,
honey.
Just show me that you love me.
And girl, I haven't the right to keep asking.
You can forgive me
all
over your shoulder.
You'll
find me.
Gonna be. Hey baby, hey baby, girl, look
over
your shoulder. Yeah, you gonna find me. I know it's not easy to find.
My life.
Ironically enough, I ended the show on that note with that song. And the last sentence in the song said, "How could he leave me?" Wow. That's so ironic when you think about what we were talking about letting it go, moving on, trusting in yourself, trusting in your feelings, and not giving that person who hurt you, that has you grieving and crying, not give them the opportunity to hurt you again by waiting for them to heal your issue and give you closure. How could he leave you? Doesn't matter. He's gone, and you have to move on. Stay focused. If we keep looking in the rearview mirror, we're never going to get to where we got to go. We're focused on the wrong thing. You are bound to crash and burn if you are not looking where you should be going. Go forward. Whatever happened in the past, it's gone. Let's keep moving. Keep moving.
All right, Ralph. I hear you.
Man, that was just so strange. I did not expect that for her to end with that. That line, that last line.
That's
how
the beauty of songs,
leave?
Man.
Oh, man.
The beauty of songs. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we got 9 minutes left, so I'm going to leave it up to Don to take us out of here. So, Don, what's on your heart, my brother? And
well, just want to remind everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, that's it. That's it. You're doing it. You're taking it.
Oh, okay. I just want to remind everyone, tune in tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I have my Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio, so you never know. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, just between you and me, all the listeners out there. Don't tell anybody. But I'm in Facebook jail, so technically I can't post the link of the show. So Wardell will probably post the link tonight. So
we'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
We do what we have to do.
We'll make it work. So,
absolutely.
But yeah, just want to. I'm in Facebook jail for about another 2 days, so I'm guessing I will be completely done. Let's see.
You'll be released.
I'll say Monday. I'll probably be a free man Monday. So.
It's funny because he's always in. He keeps going to jail. What's up with John Dunn?
It's not just
with Facebook. He's in trouble with everybody. Him and social media just don't get along.
I know, we just don't get along, man. We just don't get along. But you know what? I'm not gonna change for anybody. I'm 47 years old. I'm not changing.
47
you know,
and holding.
I know, right? But again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Got about another 8 minutes left of the show. Wardell was talking about, you know, he was taking it all the way back to '60s and some of the early '70s stuff, and I love it. I'm gonna give you a little taste of my show tonight. I'm gonna give you some '90s, man. I'm gonna go ahead and close out with a classic from the group Brownstone. This is called 5 Miles to Empty for Don Fleming. I'm Don Fleming, of course, Wardell Potts Jr. We'll see you guys tonight, Solar Records Radio. Until then, just have a safe Thursday. See you
Amen.
Soon.
Amen.
Have a good one.
All right. Later,
Garrett
Greg. Thanks, Greg, for helping us. We love you, brother. Later.